The introduction of universal credit is causing unacceptable hardship and difficulties for many of the claimants it was designed to help. That's just one of the many criticisms of the controversial benefit scheme laid out in a new report by Westminster's Public Accounts Committee. Universal credit for new claims has been rolled out to most parts of Northern Ireland. But what about assistance for those affected? Cash, in other words, to mitigate the impact. There was quite a significant line on Good Morning Ulster this morning from Kevin Higgins from Advice NI.
As part of the mitigations working group back in the day, back in January 2016, that produced the Evison report. And within that, we foresaw that there would be issues and problems with universal credit to the extent that a significant amount of money was set aside for that, over £100 million, that over the duration of the mitigations report. And it's my understanding that only the tiniest fraction of that £100 million has been used and will ever be used to try and support and mitigate the impact of welfare reform for new claimants and for ongoing claimants of universal credit.
Let's speak to the MLA and SLP Deputy Leader Nicola Mallon. Morning, Nicola.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, and the DUP MLA, Jim Wells. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. Nicola, only a fraction of the 100 million will ever be used, according to Kevin. So,
yes,
how come?
Well, this is another example of the problems that have bedeck this system. When you move across universal credit, Stephen, you have a minimum 5-week wait. Now, that's for your first payment, and that's given that on day one that you can claim, you get online, you have everything, you're able to do it on day one, which is exceedingly difficult and not very likely. If you're stuck for those 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, the length of time people are waiting, the department says that it will offer you an advance payment, right? The avail of the advance payment, we actually need to know exactly what it is, and it's a loan. So it's basically an offer of debt, which you have to then pay back. Once you take that out, that loan, then you can move on and try to apply for a grant, right? So you can understand when people are already struggling to make ends meet, when they then get further into debt with the government department that they have to pay back, a lot of them don't want to take that move. That's why they go to loan sharks. That's why they're falling into
debt. But this 100 million, was this 100 million supposed to be mitigation for that?
Yes, it was. And we have a problem.
So how come it's not being used?
Well, if we had a minister, if we had an assembly, they would be exactly the questions that I would be asking, and I'm sure other MLAs would be asking. And this is a big problem. We have this huge change. We have multiple problems. We have evidence of hardship, and yet we have no way of scrutinising it. We have no way of shining a light and having accountability. We have a complete democratic deficit, and we don't have anybody speaking up for the people who are being affected by this. Stephen, in North Belfast, on the 14th of November, we're going to see the beginning of the rollout of universal credit. Many people will be left without a penny over Christmas. The people of Antrim and Ballymena, someone in their wisdom, someone without any compassion, thought that rolling it out on the 5th of December, meaning it's impossible to get a first payment before Christmas, was a good idea. This is how wrong this system is. And we need to stop. We need to draw a breath. We need to look at what's happening. We need to look at the evidence, and we need to try to fix it.
Kevin Higgins, you made the comment on Good Morning Ulster this morning, and my ears pricked up.
Yes, Stephen. I was part of the mitigations working group, and Professor Evison produced the report, and we did say in that report that we foresaw problems, as I said this morning, with universal credit, the rollout, the IT system, and all the rest of it. Now, if you go to the back of the Evison report, you will see the table on expenditure, and you will see the substantial amount of money that was set aside to assist people both with problems making the claim with universal credit and to support people who were on universal credit who we knew would be getting much less money as a result of the cut to work allowances and various aspects of the social security system. So that amount of money was set aside, and it is my understanding that only a tiny fraction is being used. And that's why I also use the example of there's a lot of focus at the moment on the inquiry in terms of overspending on certain schemes. To my mind, this issue of an underspend when it's impacting on vulnerable low-income households is equally important.
Well, Jim Wells, it was your party, the DUP, which helped welfare reform be introduced into Northern Ireland.
Yeah, that's right, Stephen. We also pioneered the mitigation payments, the $100 million, and
well, it's not working, is it? Because it's not being spent.
Yes, Stephen. The difference to myself and Nicola is that universal credit has now arrived in South Down since May. So I have been working my way through with many constituents these issues, and she's absolutely right. There have been problems. And I've been writing to the Permanent Secretary of the Social Security Agency on a regular basis to try and get these sorted out, because there certainly has been teething problems, no question about it. And once Universal Credit hits Belfast in the next few weeks, I can assure you, your programme, your telephone lines will be jammed with people who expressing their concern about how it's been implemented. It's not so much the legislation, not so much the mitigation payments put in place, it's how it's actually been rolled out is definitely causing problems. No question about it.
But Jim, listen to yourself. Your party brought it in. Universal credit is part of the welfare reform that the DUP brought to Northern Ireland. And now you're telling us our phones are going to be going mad because of problems people are having about a policy that your party brought to people in Northern Ireland.
But remember the situation we found ourselves in. The London government, Westminster, would have been more than happy for us to go our own merry way on this. But the problem was we'd have to have picked up the bill. And the bill would have run into hundreds of millions of pounds, which would have had to have come out from other services. There's a rule called Social Security Parity, and all of the United Kingdom goes forward on welfare reform together unless you pick up the bill. And at the time, Simon Hamilton quite rightly stated that Northern Ireland was in no fit state financially to pay this bill. Okay. Now, that's the first problem. The second problem is there were steps taken to reduce the impact. The problem is they're not being implemented properly. It's not so much the policy or the legislation. It's a lack of action by the Department of Communities to get this sorted out before it becomes a bit of a nightmare.
Do you agree with that,
Stephen, can I? Yeah, and I have to say, Jim, I totally disagree with that. And I will hold the civil service pay account when required. I can share with you the multiple correspondence that I have when I am challenging the department, and the department is very clearly saying in its response to me that it is implementing the legislation and policy as agreed by the previous executive.
Well, I, Nicola, you've been very vocal in this and well done for the hard work you're doing. But equally, I've had letters from the same department, for instance, stating that the rules are going to be changed in January to allow, for instance, the continuation of disability premiums, which is a major problem. Now, and once that comes in, that will alleviate a lot of the problems of those who are being forced to transfer to universal credit. Indeed, it should mean that many people are no worse off. So, but those regulations, in my opinion, should have been introduced long ago, because those will give people some support.